morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Today, what I want to talk to you about is the kingdom of God. And on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus had talked about the kingdom of God is at hand. And a lot of us have thought about the kingdom of God in different ways. When we use the word kingdom, we often think of a reign over a certain land, of maybe all of churches creating a kingdom of God together, that the more people you have in your church, the bigger the kingdom of God is. Or it could be that we think of the kingdom of God as something we enter after we die, that it's all the only place that we will experience in the future. We'll experience it in heaven. But really what the kingdom of God is all about is the word used for it in the text, in the Greek, it means atmospheres rather than something out there. So atmosphere is basically all around you. And so Jesus was waking us up to the fact of the kingdom of God is at hand. It is here and it is now. And we can name it different things. We can say it's the reign of God, the reality of God, the dance with God. All of those things help us to understand it, that it is this new reality in which Jesus ushered in and said, it is here. And so that makes us live a little bit differently, right? That somehow now we are surprised that it is here now and we can be a part of it. It's kind of like when we haven't seen a family member or friend for a long time and that you're anticipating someday in the future you will see them. And then all of a sudden somebody comes to you and says, actually, they're here right now. They're outside your door. You would be excited, right? We all would be excited. That was a huge surprise, and you, the thing you thought was always going to be further down the road was happening here and now. And so when you're surprised like that, you want to tell everybody, like, my friend surprised me, this is great. And so that's what the kingdom of God is. It's not about, hey, I want you to know Jesus so you can go to heaven later on. It's, hey, I want you to know Jesus because now you will be able to see the kingdom of God at hand. That now everything's different. That now, instead of looking at the rich and powerful and the influencers and the people that we look up to who have a lot of power in our society as the people who are blessed, now all of a sudden we see that God is blessing those who are meek, those who are poor, those who are hurting, who are in grief. Those are the people that God is blessing. Those are the people that we should bless. And nobody is beyond the blessing of God. And so this is good news. This is why we call it the gospel, because it is here now. We don't have to wait for it. We don't have to try and do all the to-dos on the religion list in order to get there someday. No, you're part of it now. And I think that's one of the coolest things that I enjoy about the Christian faith. That it is here now. You get to participate. You get to participate with God in the renewal of all things. And so this week, my charge to you is that now at New Hope, we're going to try and challenge people that the things we learn at church, to be able, the next in the coming weeks, to either connect, serve, pray, or learn. And so how are you going to implement this into your life, the kingdom of God? So how are you going to be able to serve the kingdom of God? How can you pray to God to be able to see the kingdom of God in your midst? How can you connect with others and share the good news of this kingdom? And what are the ways that you can learn more about it? What are books you can read? What are scriptures you can point to? Maybe it's reading through the Gospels again. So that's my charge to you, as we learn more about the kingdom of God and lean into it, especially with Lent coming up. May you be blessed by seeing that the reality of God is here and now, and you get to be part of it. Have a great week.